is essentially a list of various tools that we are going to implement for the 2014 deer season in response to looking at from a statewide perspective on our mule deer and white-tailed deer perspective is we are below our population objective there. We want to see this deer herd grow and grow relatively quickly. This is also in response to a lot of the hunter comments that we received from our hunter harvest survey once the season was completed, and this is just an aggressive approach to get that deer herd growing quickly and get it back to where a lot of our hunters want to see from a hunter opportunity standpoint, and not only our deer hunters, but we have lots of residents and visitors to the state that just like to see deer on the landscape.
Right. I notice myself not as many deer as I even drive the state going up West River to visit relatives. What's causing this decline?
You know, it's a decline that we really can't put our finger on one thing in particular. If you look back to like the winters of 2009 and 10 and 11, and probably the most recent winter of 2011 and 12, some areas within the state or a vast proportion of the state experienced heavy snowfall throughout the winter, some harsh winter temperature conditions, and a lot of those conditions combined with snowfall and temperature aren't real conducive for our resident wildlife. If you look at our deer, our pronghorn, our pheasants, those critters can't fly south like some of our migratory species, and we have documented through our surveys and some of our research some declining survival rates because of weather conditions, primarily from a winter perspective. Habitat is a huge thing for all of our wildlife. Deer is not immune from habitat changes or land use changes that we see across the state, whether that would be the continual loss of CRP, those conservation reserve acres, enrolled on private land, continuing to see native grassland conversion, that grassland being converted to row crop ag production, loss of wetlands, whether that's through drainage tile or burning of cattails. We've seen some shelter belts being removed across the state. So habitat is another key component, not only for deer, but all of our wildlife. And then disease, epizootic hemorrhagic disease hit the state pretty hard in the falls of 2012 and 13. It's a combination of a lot of different things, and Commission and the Department are trying to take responsive actions to get this deer herd growing again.
And tell us now, Chad, if you could, specifically, what is the proposed decrease and what sort of licensure and tag?
You know, I guess it's kind of hard to go through them season by season, but overall we're looking at a significant reduction in the number of antlerless licenses and those tags associated with those licenses. If we look at the East River deer season, we're cutting approximately 20,000 antlerless deer tags from that season, and only around 1,500 to 2,000 any deer licenses. So an aggressive reduction there in the number of antlerless deer tags associated with those licenses. If we look at the West River deer season, we're cutting around 24,000 antlerless deer tags. That's in response to a declining whitetail population across much of that area, West River, more so in response to our mule deer. So you're seeing a significant reduction in the number of antlerless licenses going towards more of a single tag any deer license. And then probably another significant change, looking at some of the unlimited seasons we have, in particular archery and muzzleloader deer seasons. Those hunters in the past could get up to five licenses, which could include more than one antlerless license. Those hunters now would be limited to one license, one antlerless license, that is, and that license has been changed from an antlerless deer to an antlerless whitetail deer, thus again trying to provide an opportunity there for our mule deer populations to respond.
Well, they'll be, I mean, just to cut through the mustard, they'll be, it looks like there'll be a decrease of thousands and thousands of, if you will, hunters out there hunting for deer, in a sense.
Yep, we're going to see a significant reduction of the recreational opportunities available to our hunters. You know, again, this is a, you know, another response we're making here is due to the comments we receive from our hunters. And I would encourage the public and deer hunters who are interested in this to visit our website. You can click on our YouTube version there. We have a presentation made available that we interpret why and what we're doing there that we presented to the commission. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long. So if you got some time to grab a cup of coffee and sit down and you're interested in deer management in the state, we hope to educate folks and help provide them a better understanding of the actions we're taking this year.
Anything specific for the Sioux Falls area or southeastern South Dakota?
You know, the southeastern part of the state, in particular for that geographic portion, antlerless licenses will not be valid in that portion of the state in regards to our archery and muzzleloader antlerless licenses. And you'll probably see another reduction in the number of antlerless licenses issued through the East River deer season. We continue to monitor that population, and we felt the need there to make some additional reductions in the number of licenses, and again, just to try to get that herd growing in the direction we want it to get going and get there as quick as we can. So,
I mean, how do you describe, I mean, we in the media like to use words like crisis, et cetera. I mean, how do you describe this situation? It seems pretty dramatic what you're trying to do here. I mean, just where are you at with the deer in South Dakota?
You know, it is dramatic, and this is not just a South Dakota case study. We're seeing this across much of the United States, in particular the Midwest, you know, from disease, primarily hemorrhagic disease, to habitat changes across the landscape, to weather conditions, and we're just not at a time where we were in the previous 10 years, where deer hunting opportunities were probably the best they've ever been for any deer hunter to ever remember, going back 40, 50 years, and will we get to that spot again in the future? I don't know if we'll ever get that high again, but. Again, we just want to try to implement these changes. It's going to take some sacrificing, I guess, from some of our hunters from a loss of opportunity here maybe over the next couple of years. But we're hoping with the things we can control outside of weather and disease and some of the habitat changes on the landscape with this reduction in mortality from hunter harvest, our intent is to get this deer herd growing again.